flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Celtics are fixed. That's good. All set here. Actually, not true, Jones. The thing with the Celtics as of late is they simply alternate wins and losses.
Oh.
So they were due for a win, big win. Their previous win, sandwiched with a loss in there, was a blowout win. They blew out the
Orlando Magic,
smoked the Magic.
Jalen was all pissy after the win. He blew off the media, except for Abby Chen, who he told that he's adjusting to his role still. He's still adjusting to his role this season, which
new
is
role.
After a win.
Right.
Yeah.
So they bring the whole team back from a championship team. You guys are, you're not playing great, but you're not bad. You're like the third best record in the NBA. You just won a game, and you're adjusting to your role.
So they blew out Orlando. It meant nothing.
Well,
they lost the next day to Atlanta, and now they blow out Golden State.
You know what's probably on his mind?
What's that?
His contract. The guy's probably working for Oh, no. He has like a super duper max deal.
He was the highest player in the league. Yeah. Maybe he's worried that he's not anymore.
He wants a raise?
Could be.
Looking for a raise?
Yeah, who among us wouldn't?
Listen, if you can get one, get one.
Yeah.
But the Celtics, not surprising. I mean, maybe it's surprising how much they won by. Like, that was just a rout. I think they said it was the biggest home loss in the Steve Kerr era with the Warriors. They had never lost by that many points at home. And because we didn't know if Curry was even going to play.
Correct. When we said at the end of the show, well, number one, you pointed out the pattern of wins, losses.
They were going to win that game.
I said I'd take the Celtics to cover easily. I wasn't sure Curry was going to play. I knew Draymond was out. Kuminga was out. They were relatively shorthanded. And the Celtics were going to answer for the game earlier this year where the Warriors got them.
Yeah.
And what a lot of people have picked up on today is Tatum and even Jalen, to a degree, blowing off Steve Kerr after the game. Kerr was lingering around the court after the blowout. Lurking is
lurking.
A good word.
Yeah.
Tatum was talking to Steph. Jalen was kind of waiting to talk to Curry.
Yeah.
They ultimately talked afterwards. A lot of people have looked at the screen grab where Tatum blew off Kerr. I'm almost positive. I was watching the post game last night. Before Tatum talked to Dennis Scott on TNT after
3D.
The game, when he went over to 3D and he was talking about some of the struggles they've had recently and the hangover from a year ago, winning a title, I'm almost positive he talked to Kerr in between.
I didn't see that part. So maybe.
But very clearly on the screen, he was doing his best not to talk to Steve Kerr, which I'll acknowledge. I love the idea. Yeah, you can see it here if you're watching on Twitch. Yeah.
Tatum and Curry have like a long embrace, and Kerr's like, look at me.
I want to
walk over here. Maybe
God.
I'm in your line of sight now.
So I think after this, and I don't know how long we can hang with the video. Oh, no, it's just repeating now. But after this, Kerr is kind of lingering over there before he talks to Dennis Johnson, and they say something real quick. So he didn't totally blow him off, but he certainly tried to blow him off. Ain't want to talk to him.
Yeah.
I just love the idea of like, oh, in your face, Kerr. Tatum had his chance to stick it to Kerr before.
Yeah.
He already had his chance to do it.
Yeah.
And
he doesn't have that in him.
The home game, he just doesn't have
it's
it
not
in him.
There.
Like,
it's
people
fine.
Want that. This is proof that people wanted it, and they claim they didn't want it when the Warriors came into the building earlier, and he was never, ever going to do it. And so, look, the Celtics blow out the Warriors. It's going to take more than one blowout to change my mind that they're back and everything is fixed and everybody's on board.
Yeah, how about, like, stringing a couple of wins together? You know, they haven't done that in a long time. And this team, it's wild, like, who they play to and who they lose to over this last month. You know, those are some bad games in there, whether it's Sacramento, then Toronto is almost inexcusable, and then Atlanta losing to the Hawks again. So they got this little road trip going on right now. They're off today, and then it's Clippers, Lakers, back-to-back, and then the trip ends with Dallas. But the last time they won back-to-back games was January 2nd and 3rd, right? Like, it's been
a 500 team for a month and a half.
20 games, right? Just barely over 500 in for 20 games, which is like an 8 seed. So how are they going to do it? We were going through a lot of what Joe Mazzulla was saying the other day, and he's just like going on and on and on about, like, what did you expect, and like, where are we going to be, and like, this is a challenge and whatever else. And it's like, okay, I'm not surprised that they won a game. This isn't the Bruins, who had lost 6 in a row and then were kind of like grasping at straws. This team's not going to lose multiple games in a row. They're too good for that. But are they going to be able to be consistent and win multiple games in a row right now? That's one thing that we haven't seen.
No. And so you can jump in on this. There's something off with the Celtics. I'm not saying I can put my finger on it. I think it's something about what Jalen was talking about, adjusting the roles and guys all pulling in the same direction. They're struggling with that. Doesn't mean they can't win a championship. Doesn't mean they suck. But it does mean they've played poorly now for well over a month, 500 ball for well over a month. What's off with the team? And did they solve it all by having their common enemy in Steve Kerr on the other side yesterday? 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, the Bruins beat up is strong. They're actually losing in the third period of that game yesterday.
They come back.
They were trailing 3-2. Charlie Coyle gets a game-tying goal and a go-ahead goal. They had a couple of empty netters late. But San Jose is, if not the worst team, among the worst. They're tied for the fewest points.
Yeah, they're horrible.
With Chicago, they played two extra games, so they probably are the worst team in the NHL. Bruins beat them 6-3. They desperately needed a win, especially after the Ottawa debacle, where Brad Marchand got benched. Do you feel any better about the Bruins and their chances of making the playoffs?
No, I don't feel better about it. I mean, they desperately needed the 2 points, so I think it's kind of... You should feel the same way you felt yesterday. And I didn't feel great about it yesterday, like even before the game. Because we said this is almost like 2 points that you have to have. Home game against the worst team in hockey. But you just see what else is going on around the division, let alone the conference. I don't have a great deal of faith. Now, maybe one thing, maybe Joe Sacco and Cam Neely and Don Sweeney see the young players and sort of the shot of adrenaline they've given the team, and maybe you stick with some of these guys a little bit more. They've had to shuffle the lineups, whether it's, you know, Trent Frederick being sick or guys getting hurt here, they're getting dinged up. But some of these young guys seem to be going balls to the wall out there.
Patra's giving you something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he has. He had the goal in his first game. He had the setup the other day, or yesterday rather, to Coyle on the game tying goal. So, yeah, I think he's giving you a little something. Maybe there's an element to it, but when you have your captain getting benched against the Senators,
yeah,
and you have your team president coming out and talking about retooling, hell no, I don't feel any better about this team making the playoffs.
No.
Just because they picked up 2 points, barely, against arguably the worst team in the NHL, I'm going to need a much longer stretch to convince me of that. And I would say the same thing for Cam Neely, Don Sweeney, and Bruins ownership before they're convinced.
Yeah, they're still, right now, they are. They moved into a playoff spot with the win yesterday. Because Columbus has dropped 2 in a row, but Columbus has played one less game, and they are 1 point back. Montreal is right there. They're 2 points back with 2 games in hand. So, yeah, they're in there. Like, it seems like they're going to be kind of ping-ponging between wild card, not wild card, almost like kind of like the Red Sox the last few years at the deadline, and they've had to make these hard decisions, and they've kind of made the wrong decision every time. This time, like, if they're where they're at right now, technically in the playoffs, when the trade deadline comes around, what direction is Cam Neely going? Does he look at that and be like, yeah, we're right there? Because don't you feel like the history of the team would tell you, Jacobs would tell
him. Yeah, they trade a first or second round pick to beef up the roster, yeah.
Get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Stay in the playoffs. I don't care if we're not a cup-winning team, but we need to be a playoff team.
Which, largely, I agree with. I agree with that with the Red Sox. I agree with the Bruins most years. But how bad is it in the room? Like, how bad is the situation where now there's a bigger issue going on where you really got to get the stink out?
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.